This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Democratic impeachment managers have finished presenting their case in President Trump's impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. The managers spent most of Friday focused on the president's alleged attempts to cover up an abuse of power when he was found to have withheld military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating a political rival. California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren said that President Trump is wrong to ignore subpoenas and order members of his administration to remain silent.
It reveals his pretensions, really, to absolute power. It confirms he must be removed from office.
Trump denies any wrongdoing, and his lawyer Jay Sekulow said that Democrats are trying to preempt this year's election.
We are, what, 10 and a half months out from an election? And they don't trust the American people to make a decision.
The president's legal team begins presenting its opening statements on Saturday morning. President Trump was in front of a supportive crowd Friday when he appeared at the annual March for Life rally, the first sitting U.S. president to do so. Trump told the crowd it was a profound honor to speak to them and that he stands with them.
Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House.
The president's visit was also another bid to enlist white evangelical Christian voters and conservatives to help him win a second term in office. Past presidents who opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely tied to demonstrators who want to outlaw abortion. Trump was a late convert to the cause. He previously had said that he was pro-choice, but changed his stance once he ran for office. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China said that more than 41 people have now died from a new coronavirus that has infected more than 1,300 people globally, including the first cases in Europe and Australia. As Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports, that news came after China locked down 10 cities out of concern of the spread of the virus.
Chinese media are reporting that some hospitals have only 3 to 4 days left of supplies and are running low on testing kits. Now, some hospitals are calling on public support, issuing appeals for things like masks and protective suits for medical workers. One doctor, who asked to remain anonymous, said hospitals would rather wait for support from the central government, but right now they have no other option. To add to the problem, Friday marked the start of the 7-day Lunar New Year holiday in China. That means manufacturers, suppliers and distributors of medical gear will close and could exacerbate the shortages. Health authorities are also fearing a boom in the infection rate as hundreds of millions of people travel around China and abroad for the holiday.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. A powerful earthquake struck eastern Turkey on Friday, killing at least 18 people, injuring more than 500 and leaving 30 people trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center said the magnitude 6.8 quake hit Ilasa province about 550 kilometers east of the capital, Ankara. Several aftershocks followed the initial jolt. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Authority said 8 people died in Ilasa and more in the neighboring province of Malatya. Regional governors said that hundreds of people were injured. Turkey has a history of powerful earthquakes, including a 1999 tremor that killed at least 17,000 people. The Department of Homeland Security has announced a crackdown against counterfeit items that have been flooding the U.S. market through internet sales. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Homeland Security officials consider counterfeiting to be both an economic threat to the country and a potential health issue because of online sales of fake pharmaceuticals and cosmetics with tainted ingredients. Customs and Border Patrol will devote increased scrutiny to online retailers, third-party vendors, and warehouse operators. The department says it will slap fines and penalties on those who engage in fraudulent commerce, including medicine and other items. Among the sites being monitored, Amazon, eBay, and Chinese retailer Alibaba. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.